Good morning, everyone. My name is Cecilia Montemayor, and I am a graduate student at the University of Florida. And today I'm going to talk about a preliminary study of what is going to be my part of my thesis project. Today I'm going to talk about the development time and consumption of Buddhist microadventure feeding on Microtica coralloma. Microtica coralloma is a chrysomelid beetle that is around 5 millimeters long, and its common name is yellow margin leaf beetle. And as you can see, in the margin of elytra is yellow. That's why it has that common name. Initial elytra, there is a specific characteristic. It has 4 prominent and punctured rows in each elytra. The female lays really bright and orange eggs in the field and elongated. And the most common place that this beetle lay the eggs are in the soil surface. Sometimes when you have beds, and it can lay in the plastic, or also it's very common to find in the dry, between dry leaves. The larvae, it has 4 instars, and this is the instar that is more, that causes more damage to the crops. Microtica coralloma is native from South America, like Chile, Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina. In Argentina, it was reported actually like the destruction of more than 500 hectares of cruciferous crops, especially turnips. Turnips is the preferred plant host of this beetle. It is actually found here in the United States. In 1945, it was reported that one specimen was intercepted in New Orleans, and after 2 years, in grapes coming from Argentina. After two years, it was reported in the southern states of America, like Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi. And in Florida, it was reported in Tampa in 1972 in watercress. The damage that this beetle causes is in the most coldest months of the year. And this, and it goes from, let's say, October to through March. And this period match when the growers cultivate cruciferous crops, so it's really damaging these crops. They defoliate the plant, as you see here. They strew in the plant and make small holes in irregular shape. And sometimes you can see that they, not only the leaf, but also in the tuber. So it's really bad. The control for this yellow margin leaf beetle is most common insecticides, but as you know, like most of the coleopterans, as Colorado potato beetle, they get resistance pretty fast. So this especially is not an option for organic growers. There is no parasitoids or pathogen reported in the literature to control this beetle. But actually in the field, we found a predator, generalist predator, and it was Buddhistus macroadventris. It's a facultative plant feeding. That means that when the prey is absent, it can still feed on plants. Its common name is the spine soldier beetle and bug. And it's very important as augmentative and conservative biological control, especially in commercially pests in agriculture, to control them. Well, the objectives of this study was to evaluate and the development time and consumption of this immature stage of the predator on eggs and or larvae of Microtica coralloma. I use turnip plants because this is the preferred host of this beetle. The beetle, I got it from organic farm in Florida. Its name is Barbie Green Farm, organic farm of cruciferous. And the predator, even though it's available commercially, we collect it from the field. And what we use from them was the eggs. We collect the adults and we rear them, and we use those eggs for the experiment. The experiment were performed in the Indian River Research Center and Fort Pierce, Florida, in a growth chamber at 25 Celsius and 75% relative humidity and 12 hours of light and 12 hours of day. The stage of the predator that we use was the second instar, because the first instar is a non-feeding husk, non-feeding stage, sorry. And the plant where we use the leaf of the turnips plants, and they were replaced every day. And the stage of the prey, we use between third and fourth instars and the eggs. I had two trials. The first trial was Pedisus just feeding on larvae of Microtheca, and I have 11 replicates, and each replicate was a box, a plastic box. And I also, to know how many prey do they consume, I did a mortality control. So the number of prey attack, it was the difference between the treatment and the control of mortality. And the second trial was just Pedisus feeding on eggs. I did 10 replicates, and the only difference is that I didn't petri dishes. And well, as you see in this box here, each box has one single predator. The larvae was ad libitum, the same as the eggs, but in different trial. And the plant was replaced every day. Yes. So here are just some results. As I told you, the first instar doesn't eat at all. And here is just to show you how much larvae does this predator can eat per instar. As you see in this last instar, it can eat an average of 31 larvae, or it can eat an average of 460 eggs. And the development time, as you see here, is just per instar, just to show you how much time it will take when Pedisus is feeding just on larvae or just on eggs. And well, as you see, it takes less time when it's just feeding on larvae. Here, well, I just show this in graph. Like, Pedisus monoculibenti feeding just on larvae, it takes less time to development until the adult stage, and also it waited more. Well, some conclusion of this study is like, well, Pedisus monoculibenti can complete its nymphal stage by just feeding on larvae or eggs of Microtheca coralloma. And it can feed around an average of 60 larvae, or it can feed under around 754 eggs. And actually, when it feeds on larvae, it takes less time to develop until adult stage, and it will get weight more. And this may be an effective biological control agent against Microtheca coralloma, but more studies will be needed for this. And in the future, I will test this Pedisus monoculibenti in the field with some cages, so to evaluate different factors that will influence in this thing. So sorry. Yeah. So thank you. Any questions? Sorry. Yes.
Have you ever done that sort of experiment in which plant material is also available along with the larvae for the pieces, along with the prey?
Can you repeat the question again?
Have not only the prey available, but also plant material in the same dish to serve activated for the work?
Well, I put slices of leaves.
Oh, was there? Oxford?
Yeah. Very good. I provide the food for this Microtheca, and yeah, it was actually there. And another question? Yeah.
What's up with adults? Why did you choose the adults?
Sorry?
The adult cages. You are testing only the larvae and the eggs, right? You are testing only larvae and the eggs, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
You're testing just the larvae and the eggs?
Yeah, I was just testing larvae or eggs. I didn't test the adults.
Why?
Because, well, it was a matter of time. And yeah, it was just a matter of time. Like, it was really short period, so.
Because, you know, adults have a large fecundity. It can lay any eggs. I mean, if it can feed on the adults, it will control better.
Yeah, like in the field, you will find the three stages, like eggs, larvae, and adult. But I just wanted to know, like, this will be further study, like, to check if with the presence of both, what they would prefer, you know. But I just didn't taste adult. Yes.
Are you able to distinguish the male from the female?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Are you able to distinguish the male from the female?
Yeah, how do I distinguish the male from the female in the beetle? Well, the female is usually bigger than the male, and I had a really hard time distinguishing them. But it's very easy when you put bunch together, they will just start mating, so you will see which is the male. So, sorry. Thank you.